So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
It was about just over a decade ago. I was sitting on the couch in my mom's sitting room in Ireland, and we're watching one of those really bloody forensic shows that she loved and scared the hell out of me. And she turned to me and she said, "Did that hole in the roof of your mouth ever close up?" And I said, "What hole in the roof of my mouth?" And she said, "You were born with a hole in the roof of your mouth. Did it ever get close up?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, they wanted to operate. I didn't want them to." I said, "You know, let's see how it goes." And I wondered. I thought, 45 years later, you think to ask me? There are a lot of obsessive parents out there. My mother was not one of them. She had a rather cavalier attitude to how mothers and women were supposed to act, and very, very little respect for proprieties. Like at one stage, she used to go in every Saturday to do the weekly shopping on the bus. She'd take the 10 o'clock bus in, the 1 o'clock bus home. She got off the 10 o'clock bus and met a woman and said, who said, "Mrs. Smith, oh, how are you? How are things? I hear your Bernadette is pregnant." And Mom said, "Well, geez, that's the first I heard about it." And she goes off and does her shopping for the day, for the morning. And she gets the 1 o'clock bus home, and while she's waiting for the bus, another woman comes up to her and says, "Well, no, hello, Mrs. Smith, I hear your Bernadette's getting married." And Mom goes, "Well, I'm really glad to hear that, because I only just heard she was pregnant." She had a rather, our house was like a halfway house in the village. Half village kids hung out in our house. And in the wintertime, we'd watch TV, and often there was nothing good on TV. So this one day, my mom, being who she was, decided that she would surprise us all with a video in the days of video. It's Netflix to you younger people. And so she goes into the local town, and she goes into the video shop, and she just rents a movie. She knows nothing about movies, so she sees one with a picture of a truck on the front of us, and she remembered we'd all loved Convoy. So she gets that, she brings it home, she doesn't tell us. Ourselves and half of the village kids, ranging from about age 7 to 17, are in the sitting room, and she and we're all complaining that there's nothing good on the TV, and the fire's lighting, and we're moaning, and Mom reaches into her bag, pulls out the video, walks over to the TV, puts it into the rented video recorder, by the way, not bought, and presses play, and walks back, sits, she had a special chair sitting by the side of the fire, sits in her chair, and smiles very, 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 very happy with herself, and the video starts. And we're all rather excited at this, and so it opens up, and it's got a truck, and it's got a couple, and we see them kissing, and we think, oh God, it's one of those romantic movies. And then they don't stop there. And the video keeps running, and everybody is afraid to do anything about it. And my brothers are sitting there with these, like, shocked and yet surprised and happy looks on their faces. My mom is dying by the fire and eventually gets up, grabs her handbag and runs out of the room, and somebody thinks to take the DVD, the video out of the video player and stop it. Now, I'm pretty sure my brothers put it back in later on that night, but I can't prove it. Mom at that point refused to go into either down the village or into the local town for at least a month. Because she realized, and she refused to return the video. One of my brothers had to do it. And so she, because she said that, you know, she was mortified, she thought that everyone would have thought she was, you know, doing something terrible to the children in the village, corrupting their minds or whatever. And really that's, in many, many ways, who she was. She did survive the mortification of having shown a porn movie to the village children. Barely. The church women were never very fond of her in the first place anyway, so, you know. My cleft palate apparently righted itself. And there's probably not a single day goes by that myself and my 8 siblings don't miss my mother, who didn't have the time to be obsessed about any one of us at any one time. Thank you.